Part 2.
So what do we know about how Jill's superior memory works? Dr. James McGough, who is an expert in memory research, met her for the first time in June 2000. He first tested her memory using a big history book. Jill answered the questions quickly and confidently.
What happened on the 16th of August, 1977?
Elvis Presley died in his Graceland bathroom. It was a Tuesday.
When did Bing Crosby die?
Friday, the 14th of October, 1977, on a golf course in Spain. I heard it on the radio while my mom was driving me to soccer practice.
It's often difficult for scientists to confirm whether autobiographical memories are accurate, but Dr. McGough was able to check with Jill's detailed diary. He also checked Jill's memories with her mother. Dr. McGough's research was focused on showing that strong emotional experiences are the most memorable ones, and Jill had the most vivid memories that McGough had ever encountered. However, her memory only stores the things that she finds important. When it comes to remembering things that don't relate to her personally or to her interests, Jill is no better than the average person.
At school, I couldn't remember facts and figures, and I can't memorize a sequence of random numbers.
McGough and other experts have now discovered around 60 people with HSAM. These people often say that there was a specific point in their lives that triggered their ability to remember in such detail. For Jill, it was her family's stressful move to Los Angeles. Most people would think that having HSAM is an advantage, but Jill says there are two big problems.
The first is that there's so much information running through my head all the time. And the second is that I find it difficult to forget unpleasant things. For example, I can remember bad moments from my childhood as if they'd just happened, and they make me feel unhappy all over again.
No one else in Jill's family has a memory like hers. She's published an autobiography, The Woman Who Can't Forget, but her brother hasn't read it. He says that there might be things in it that he doesn't want to know.